choose Gwabi. So government saw a need to reward the impact of the educational sector by supplying finance. It is a law because there are rules. And what they projected to the government is educational sector. Is to transfer virtue and knowledge, that's all. And they are being paid heavily. While professors who are paid heavily with accommodation and everything by government, some with cars. And all they do is transfer virtue, knowledge, that's all. And they are rewarded. They do it over time from when they were lecturers to a point they became doctors. To a point they became professors, associate prof. To a point they became professors. To a point they became, some of them became chief in that field. That they became stockholders, emeritus. To a point that even the government cannot deny them of reward. So they became masters in that field. Let me tell you something now. How many of you have been intimidated by some lecturers who are brain, who are brain box? I have this lecturer then in the economics department. They call him Bernard. Very funny, but he has his own way, but he's very, very intelligent. And when he writes, he wants to prove to people that he knows economics. And he's good in it. Then we used to ask, how can this guy, what kind of, you understand now? This guy is something else. You see, that guy is doing nothing than economics. And that is what he's learning every day. He's teaching every set by set. He has been teaching set for many years before you enter the university. So he's not teaching you what he's learning. He's teaching you what he has taught more than 4 or 5 or 10 years before he came. So it's a normal thing. E.g., does it take time to teach ABCD? Do you need stress? Is there any way to ask any question around ABCD that you don't answer? That means for you to rise, there's a reward system that comes to you in every generation that passes you. So you are paying school fees in 100 level because he ate part of your school fees because he's teaching you. And those who graduated last 4 years, he ate their own before they graduated because he's teaching them. And even your children, if they stumble into him as a lecturer, he will still eat part of their school fees. His name might not be written as the one eating part of the school fees, but he has a portion, a fragment of every school fees you pay as far as you are in that department. Thus, we are talking about upliftment. You must understand that it's not doing too many things. It is focusing on. You do it. That's why I say you're a creature of prayer. Part of the things you'll be doing as a Christian, if you must make explode, is you have no option that to substitute prayer. You will do it to a point the kingdom is born out of you. You will do it till your destiny comes out. Nobody will help you. You will do it yourself. You truly want to be great, let me tell you the truth now. There are things that nobody will help you. It's a gimmick. There's no how. Let me tell you the truth now. The truth is bitter in the truth. I cannot lay hand on you and make you great in a day. It's a lie. It doesn't work anywhere. Have you ever seen a man who... do we lay hand and make a president in a day in Nigeria? Come on, let's be real with ourselves. See. You will do it. You will do it yourself. That things in God, you will do. Nobody will help you. You will do it yourself until you find... Bible says, you seek me and find me. If you seek me, the whole of your heart. Let's say that your being will seek God. You will find him, but you seek him to a point that you seek him with the whole of your heart. There's no special prayer I'll pray for you now. Say, from today, sin no more forever. Do not sin again. It's a scam. You know why? I'll pray for you. You have received the grace, but it's your duty to translate the grace into a tangible substance where you walk in it perpetually. And part of it is you learn the ways of God. Then you learn to reject and to accept. You learn to be disciplined. You know what they call self-control. It's part of the fruit of the Spirit. So you see a damsel, she's beautiful, but self-control tells you don't go near. Because not every lady is your wife. It's somebody's wife. So don't go. You can be a young boy, you're committing adultery. Because you are kissing somebody's wife, future wife. Oh, you think? Some of you are like Baba Jehu. You have like 23 people's wife you have kissed in your life, you are in trouble. What God will do is you work on that lips. That lips, part of it, he will subscribe fasting for you. That fasting is to tame that lip. Part of that fasting is not just fasting food. Fasting, simple, write it down. Fasting, to my divination, which I carry out, is depriving yourself of a pleasure so as to ascertain a higher satisfaction in God. Simple. The sum total of what is fasting to me is depriving yourself of a pleasure so as to ascertain a higher satisfaction in God. Job said, I made a covenant with my eye not to look at any woman lustfully. That is fasting. He has fasted with his eyes not to look at any woman. So if you want to know how to look at women, go and meet Job. You need to go and study Job, the book of Job. That's when you see, since he said the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So it is the fear that will teach you wisdom. And it's part of the wisdom you learn that you know how to look at a woman. So you can stay with a lady for 2 years. While another person is describing the shape from A to Z, you just know her. Because there's a way you look. There's a way you can look, but you not see. I will not teach you how to look. If I teach you how to look, I can just look at this lady. How is everything, madam? Well done, well done. madam, I like this way. Do I say that that one you see, earring is even two. The earring has some white shiny teeth. Bros. If you go far like that, you are going deep. And the truth is, anything you go deep, you become it. So there's a way. The children of Noah saw the nakedness of the father. The ones that saw it, some came wisdomly, they covered it. But some, they went deep to a point they start laughing. They saw everything about the man. They burst into laughter. They said, this is madness. Look at daddy. Look at his armpit. You know, even scrape him. Look at, they finished it. They burst into laughter. That is how they went deep to a point that they could not recover from curse. So if you make a covenant with your eye, that is when you know that your eye will be like, oh my goodness, Nepal will be more current than you. And you will do that until focus comes into your life. You will do that to a point that you the only thing you'll be beholding is as in a glass. You'll be beholding the image of Christ over time. When you are confirmed to the fullness of Christ, there is nothing that will take you on away. Then you cannot be distracted anymore. Have you seen this message? Is it boring? You know me. I'm an apostle, so I have no option. This is my duty. This is now. Let me tell you the truth now. Let me use this guy as a what is the kind of lady you want to marry in the future? Be real. This guy is real. I always like him. He's a real guy. He's real.
Praise God. The kind of lady I want to marry in future is a lady that, when I'm not at home, she will be able to take care of all the affairs at home. And I will not want to have a lady as a wife that, especially as I have a dream of going into ministry, and I will be outside and my wife cannot handle the church and the house or everything. So I want a wife that is rooted in God as well.
Celebrate him. That's a good one. I like. He's a sincere guy. That means you marry for purpose. Celebrate him. He's good. It's good. Celebrate him. It's good. Okay, but I want to ask you. With this criteria you gave now, who will help you do this? Is it a lady that will prepare herself? Because you are one external image that God has told her 20 years ago. Then she will prepare herself to fit into what you are saying now. Or it's me that will prepare her for you. Because I know your destiny. Okay, she'll be prepared by angels somewhere to come and fit into this thing that you are saying now. Because you don't know that the way you have gold, that's how everybody have gold also. Everybody's going somewhere before John shall meet you. So how will this be achieved? Let me. I want to know if you know what you are saying. How would this be achieved? Since you are not her father, you are not her mother, her father and mother was not building and preparing her life because of you. Because they don't know you. So you are not the figure that they were using to build a lady. They were just building a lady to be a virtuous lady in the street. Virtuous lady in the society. Are you getting me now? Not because they knew that she's going to marry a pastor. So you are not the... So how will this be accomplished?
Praise God. Praise the Lord. No, since as a lady, before she was created by God, God knows her end from the beginning. So, if she's going to be my lifetime partner, God knows. So, what she needs to do is for she to stay in the place of prayer and be in a place of intimacy.
What I'm saying is the lady doesn't even know your wife. Now, where your wife is? So, how she wants to stay in the place of prayer? Now, where she doesn't even know? They get one plan, say, one Bobby for somewhere. Go come be pastor. You understand? I can't see now. So, how you expect her? Say, make she study. Bros. Is someone understanding this now? This can only be achieved when you arise. Simple. Until you rise. It can only be achieved when you what? When you rise. Okay, imagine the Friday is your wife to be. And we meet last 10 years. Will you accept me that I'll be your wife today? Because last 10 years, oh my goodness, I was one of the best Terigi dancers. When Test Microphone came out, I danced that song. If you tell me I'll be a pastor, I'll never accept. I danced to a point that if I start dancing it and start dancing Atlanta, I know those they are star. If I start it here, even you doubt my calling. You know where? Naka came and he was using bell. Like Cherubim. He entered his celestial dimension. Who followed him into that realm? And how you dance around, you shut your head first. All the go and everything will go back far. The alcohol will go back far. Then you see clear. Oh my goodness. I've never gone to the club before. Club used to hit around 2 downward. The first small boys who are dancing will start from 11. They'll be displaying. Until the patriarchs of faith will come around 2. Around from 11, those ones are busy dancing. They will smoke till 2 o'clock. When they come into the show, it will be like broad daylight. If you ask them good night or good morning, they don't know. Everything is afternoon. You know what? You know, there's these people say now that I will just really laugh. They'll say, your face show, your shoes shine. Your face show, your shoes shine because the eye clear. If you meet me where my face show and my shoes shine, you will not sit here. I'm telling you. You call the Bible, you see me, you carry the Bible, you wheeze. So, how will you know? See, let me tell you the truth now. Nothing changes on the man. Nobody is truly perfect and created for you. Perfect. Is you that will rise and walk. Yes. Because nobody was running your race. See, it's your rising that will make a generation see your lane. As powerful as Jesus is, he came to this world by rising and dying on the cross. Something he has never done before, he did it. Upliftment comes when you do what you have never done before. Because most times, you know, one thing, you see somebody say, shit, it's a lie. Any shit that happened to you, that I don't know how it happened, it's a scam, it will not last. Check it very well now. Check that people who grew and they enter into prophetic. So they know the locks of prophetic. The other people, they just stumble into it. After 3 weeks, you will not see it again. After 3 months, you will not see it. After 3 years, you don't hear about them again. Because they don't know the pathways. So, life has formula, truly. Give me a lesbian. Let her just listen to me for 6 months. Go and answer if she can still do lesbianism. She will tell you it's a lie. Give me a smoker. Let him stay with me. I will not even tell him anything. Give me a drunkard. Go and fish a cultist. And no matter how terrible he is, keep it with him for 6 months. Come back to his life. You will know. You know why? Eh? All I will do is that I rise, and in me rising, he will see a need to rise. And once he rises, he will rise from that situation and come out. It's biblical in the Bible. You want to see how to come out of poverty? Okay. Because we're talking about how somebody like me can earn a living. Quickly, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 8. Quickly. 1 Samuel 2, 8.
He raised up the poor out of the dust.
Look at it now. He raised up the poor out of what?
The dust.
That means God also, there are some things. If he meets the poor, how he do it is he raised them. The principle of what? Of rising. He raised them out of what? The dust. Out of the dust. Why? Nothing you do inside dust that will look beautiful. So he needs to bring them out of it. There is a system called the system of the dust. You can be praying, but your mind is in the dust. So you're a good prayer guy, but your mind does not think future. So all you think is, I'm going to be a pastor, so let me pray large. Well, you forget that people will listen to your prayer. They'll sit down, but they'll learn. And how they'll learn is through the knowledge, which you don't have. So do you see now that you need to come out of the dust? Yes. How many of you have seen people who follow patterns anyhow? Today they see somebody who pray, they start following prayer. Tomorrow they see somebody who fast, they start. Tomorrow they see somebody who sing, they start. But left is, it is a dust kind of work. Are you getting me now? It's a dust kind of what? Kind of work. Yes. How you do to your life is that, your life is patterned by God to what? Yes. Let me give you something. When I'm just looking for the easy way I will talk this is. I don't want to offend some of you. God will help us in Jesus' name. Now look at this picture from the picture of love, not critics. I just want to open something to you. I don't know if you discovered that when Apostle John Suleiman came, he was shouting, "My Father, my Maker." If you go to every prayer house, they shout, "My Father, my Maker." Some of them are shouting, "My Father, my Maker" again. May you not just be the substitute and the photocopy of what you don't understand. It's not bad, though. It's not bad. That prayer part is not bad. But the truth is, some people will choose not to rise into the originality. As a minister, you say God calls you. Any man that is a set man that God calls, there's a unique texture that is added to your life. And that unique texture comes on account of how much I work with the Holy Spirit. It's the one that will decorate you for a generation. If you are maybe a brand pastor or anything, I don't have issues. But that you are given a scepter to lead a ministry. And how you see it is to pray that kind of prayer. It's not bad though. It's under instruction. There's no issue. But to me, I feel there should be a unique difference. Because he is different. He's uniquely carved. He does it that way, and he excels it that way. You can do it that way, and you will fail. Not because the prayer pattern is wrong, but because you are not wired that way. So it cannot last on you. I'm a very focused person. I don't follow trends. I'm Old Testament. Are you getting me now? I don't follow trends. What said they were sitting somewhere? Somebody say, "Hey, is this so person? That young boy, they got a crowd. The professor. I don't understand. I don't hear him. Is professor challenge to me? Is there a problem? No. So if somebody who does not professor, you say it's a different person. Me, I can prepare from night to morning. Me, so people, you know, some people they say if they pray, you should open, then their eye open, but me, I don't. Even in sleep, I can wake up and start prophesying to you. The dosage of the prophecy on my head, I don't need to eat, I don't need any mechanism, I don't need to follow, I can freely. But this is now. The mandate that was given to me is raising God's type on earth as it is in heaven. Do you raise the child by prophesying to the child? You raise the child by training the child. So I can turn you to a clinic center and a person and you clap. Eh? Then after I leave this world, then I won't have a crown. Because why? That is not what God saw from heaven to. Eh? Every other thing is just a backup. I was speaking with Theophilus yesterday and he said something. We talked at length and he was talking about the matter of discipleship. He said that he was opportune to be in a meeting, a gathering, where fathers of faith. Eh? Let's work with that child, please. Eh? Eh? So that you also can hear the gospel. Hallelujah. If you disturb her again, I'll put you in. So he was talking about where he was somewhere, opportunity to be in a meeting, and there were fathers of it. Like our top fathers of it. And they were there. So they were praying on how they will hand over battles. Mantles. I get him now. Eh? Two. The new generation. Understand an old generation that they are older than. And they were calling some names. And an angel there refused. This one is not fit. This one is not fit. That one is not fit. It was a problem. If you tell some people, you go and repent. You see this thing you are doing? This thing you are doing with your head is the reason why you don't carry anything. Your head will be empty. Because the way you are going, you will not know it. We talked to a point. You see, our youth. You see, they are just everywhere. You see, our youth doesn't have weight. He explains something. He said, if a Christian comes, you see now, you start having hunger to see God. It's another stage. Then there's a point you come, you grow, you start having knowledge. Most people deceive themselves that because they know some things or having knowledge means they have stature. Knowledge and stature is different. These people who talk weighty things, but their life is not weighty. They tell you in the name of Jesus, every knee bow, demons suppress them in the night. By the power and the blood of the Lamb, and you see them, they bed weight. What that thing is, a stature, you don't have stature. And for you to have stature, you must bow that. It must, your obedience must be complete. That's how God will start teaching you the way of stature. The way of stature is not the way of knowledge excesses. It's a way of obedience. You now, your friend can stand and say, and by the blood of the Lamb, we are what? We are free. You will test the blood. You serve communion. In communion is union. Two of us. Come, let's union. So eat of my bread and eat of what? And drink of what? You eat of his bread. Part of eating of his bread is, it's not just by studying the word, is that you walk in his way. He will decide your life. So what you'll be eating is not the food of men again, it will be the food of the will of the Father. So your eating, your diet is the will of the Father. Then you test of his blood. You test of what he shed on the cross, the blood of us. And that blood came out of pain, two of us. You will understand what upon you when he said that I may know you, the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of what? Your suffering. Because God wants to grow you into what? Into stature. I did not discover why a Christian, a grown up Christian, will still masturbate. He has not, he's not, the problem is not knowledge. He doesn't have stature. He knows all the scripture about holiness, but he cannot conquer masturbation. He is not a man of rank. He doesn't have stature. And the problem, he thinks his knowledge is his stature. No, knowledge is different. Bible says how Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Wisdom is different from stature. Stature is that you come into the fullness of that which you claim you are wise about. Me, I have the knowledge that I'm a boy. If I ask this boy now, you tell you he's a boy. But a boy is not a man. And even if he claims he's a man, it will disgrace him. You will win on his body. They will still put him pampers in the spirit. It's because he has grown into stature. The test of going to stature is when your life starts living it. It's not when you know it. Is somebody understand what I'm saying? Because if you understand this, then you understand what is it to what? So they were looking for people they were transfer things to. I passed through this resort. There are times I look for people to transfer things to. I don't find. I'm telling you. That sometimes, if a man shifts his season, he can transfer things to people. That sometimes I look for people I don't find. I'm serious. I can be looking for people further away. I'm just looking for somebody somewhere. And I will discover that he's cursed. You will not know until when the Holy Spirit put into you to look for a man. You will know why the book of Genesis to Revelation is only a few men that rise in the Bible. You will know. You will know why the whole of Genesis, you can count people in your fingers that their names were mentioned. You will not know how scarce it is until you go to the book of Hebrews 11 and you start calling names. You discover that out of the whole names we have in the Bible, millions and thousands of names, it was so very few people that were counted in the book of Hebrews 11. May the Lord count you. Hi. Yes. You see, in that way, you will stay in that thing till you become a master by it. Because remember, arise, shine. Why are you shining? You're already light. So Bible is not saying arise and shine for children. It's talking about you that you have gone into capacity. You that you have entered to start to rise and rise, shine. If I can beat my brother now, okay. Sir, do you trust yourself that I can beat you? A married man, sorry, so please, I'm not trying to. You trust yourself? Okay, imagine your wife hits my wife. Usha, usha. Then me, I come out, you also come out as neighbors. I say, who touched my madam? Who touched my... Who touched enemy? What you go do? Ha! You just say, you know, you're a pastor. Let's just raise this case. The peace of the Lord. No, but Bible said, blessed are the peacemakers. You'll be teaching me Bible that day. Because something tells you, hallelujah. Oh my goodness, hallelujah. Somebody's not saying me, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Are you getting me now? Why? He has the knowledge that he's a man. But it's possible there's a different stature. But he can go and lock me up in police station, two of us, and they'll beat the hell out of me, two of us. That is, he has another level of stature that he knows that is not by manpower. You don't know? I can caliber around the house, they'll pick me, my wife now, will go and meet him in the evening. Some of you don't know how your mothers helped your fathers. 7 o'clock is the time they used to go and make peace with neighbors. Sorry, on behalf of my husband in the cell. It's not that it's the devil's work. Please. Sorry, sir. I know he wounded you in your mouth. Sorry. It's the devil's work. That time Papa Kechi is sweating. Why? Degrees of status. So, two things are not given to children. Two things are given to the mature. That's why in the days of his power, the people shall be... The people has never been the problem. The problem is you. How are you able to rise? And how can you rise if you don't shine? That means if you rise and you don't shine, you went into a step to rise when you are not meant to rise. It's a simple message tonight, because God needs to raise you from the what? The dust. There are days I talk to trees. I'll go and stay on the mountain. I will pray. I'll catch light in the Bible. I'll talk to trees. I'll talk to leaves. I preach my room. Only God will know how many times I preach today. I do it. You have too many things doing in a day. That's why you don't take cognizance of certain things. Me, after I catch it. And the nations shall hear me. Despite the nations will hear you. Are you getting me now? Bible says kings shall come to the brightness of what? Your rising. I will not know something to bring me outside. I'll start talking to leaves. Kings shall come to the brightness. And I'll just laugh. I'll say, if trees, I can talk to trees. If it's human being, I'll talk to you. You know, I learn boldness talking to trees. If I talk to trees, they don't reply me in my compound. So if I talk to you, like your face, you know, I don't send. After all, I've been talking to trees who are speechless. Is it your faith that I will finish my message? You know, they still say sometimes when they preach, even though somebody come out, I don't send. If I make everybody come out, I find one person there. If everybody come out, I will preach to chair. After all, I preach to trees. Trees, the. You know why? Because God told me from 100 level. He said, if you are not bold enough to say the truth, when you see the forehead of men, I will not take you to the nations of the earth. So, organic, there is nothing you do. It is my duty to hit you with the... I will hammer you onto your destiny. It becomes what God is there. I will never pamper... no, God forbid. Because tomorrow God will ask for your blood on my head. So let me be boring to you now. So that tomorrow, I'll help my destiny by being so that my hands will be clean. So you must learn to what? To rise. You must rise. Because God will raise you from what? The dust. Continue. We have two or three scriptures and we're done tonight. Okay. And lifted up the beggar from what?
Dunghill.
Someone was begging, but God was lifting him from where? The dunghill. So if you're a beggar, how God will do you? He will still lift you. So do you see there's a relationship between rising and lifting? All of them goes up. That means if you want to stop begging, go up. I'm telling you, if you want to stop begging, do what? Move up. Go up. Shift from where you are. Go up. That is why your rising is shining. So go and know what you are meant to rise with. So I don't rise before you're looking for what you're meant to rise with. You understand, ba? Go and know what I meant to what? Rise with. Simple. I'm a teacher of the gospel. I know among many things, there are three things that will sell out. One is my prayer life. I have a very large prayer life. You cannot meet me and you don't pray. I'm telling you, if I enter into a place, prayer will start. Even that, it has nothing to do with microphone. A guy came and slept in my room for 7 days. A guy who knows what he's looking for. A pastor in this town. He said, sir, I want to come and sleep. I said, no, Alan. He came and slept in my room. After that 7 days, he said, sir, I cannot sleep in the night again. I said, it's because you know what you're looking for. Somebody can sleep in that place and snow. You can't. Even Jacob said, he said, I knew not that this is the Lord's. You can stay in the gate, but you don't know. Then over time, I discovered that the guy's prayer life has changed. The guy coming from Bayelsa, he said, sir, I listened to your message. Whatever, sir, I'm so happy. Sir, this is what happens to me. I discovered my tongue changed. My utterance changed everything. It is the effect of that prayer energy. So I know that part of the thing is to start prayer. Then I know that truly, informations are everywhere, but knowledge is scarce. Who told you information is and knowledge is the same thing? Let me give you an answer. Have you ever seen a lady who reads 29 principles of marital success? And she's signing for divorce the next day. She's informed about marriage. She doesn't have knowledge about marriage. God told me that there's a difference between information and knowledge. Knowledge is not information. Bible says my people perish because of lack of knowledge, not lack of information. You can have the information that Boko Haram are killing. Does it mean you have the knowledge to stop the killing? No. So if you can be informed and still be doomed, you are chained. In fact, you are epileptic in life. I'm not trying to inform about healing. But you don't heal the sick. You don't have the knowledge. Knowledge is a personality. It is Jesus. So my people perish because they lack knowledge. My people perish because they lack Jesus. That means everything that goes around knowledge, if it's not Jesus, is not knowledge. It's rubbish. It's rubbish. Do you know how God taught me to pray? If I want to do major prayer, and maybe I want to get something quicker, and I don't have time, And I know that you know that sometimes if you want to pray, you know that this will take 7-8 hours before you reach to that point. But me, I want to reach quicker. Maybe I don't have time. What my shortcut is simple. God taught me. I sit down first. I picture Jesus. Eh? I picture Jesus in my front. Then I picture the matter. I put it in the front of Jesus. Then I think over time. If Jesus is facing this matter, what will be his option? That is the decision I take. Then if it's something I'll pray, I'll think, if Jesus is the one that will pray this thing, what will be his prayer point? How will it be the way you pray? Then what will he lay down before praying? Simple. So I can look at destiny and say, "Kai, this lady, destiny is brilliant. So I want a brilliant lady. If it's not brilliant, me, I will not marry you. Kai, I must. Are you getting me now?" Then over time, I go to pray. I place that brilliant quest in front of Jesus. If it's Jesus, will he choose the will of the Father, or he will choose? Automatically, will I pray again? I don't know. There's a problem. The problem is not. The problem is me. My quest. Self sometimes is not negative thing. Self is that positive thing that you desire. Someone understand this now? When I was looking for money for camera, somebody said, sir, I'll give you so amount in hundreds. And the person is a single lady, so just a friend. But I discovered that the lady was liking me in a way. Are you getting me now? You know why? Hallelujah. Somebody look at me, I'm a young guy. If I see a lady they like me, I know now. Man, speak broke yourself. If you see girl shoe where they like you, don't go know. You go know now. Why are you doing like say now only for church now everybody they pretend? Are you getting me now? So when I was talking, the lady said, "How much?" He said, "No, the lady increased the money. I was looking for 150. The lady was talking about 300K. And when I was talking to her, with heaven, bros don't get 2K for pockets. When I hear the money, I say, "Shah." You know, there's a kind of tongue you speak from your inside that will not come out from your mouth, but it will rest here. And I smile. You know what? Do you know what? Somebody told me, say, "You want to collect the money? Well, you know you don't love her." Something I say, "Do you know that this lady is not giving you the money because she's also sick because you're a pastor? She wants to give the money because she likes you. And you know she likes you, that's why it's not because you're a pastor. So she's not sowing a seed that will germinate." Guy, if mammon is your problem, if you don't know how to picture Jesus in that matter, you will not take the right decision. I don't know if you have got angry before you say, "Get out, who is yourself? Is it the only preacher?" It's yourself that took you out. Because if it's Jesus, Jesus did not tell the Father on the cross, "Say, get out. I only God. I'm not down the cross. After all, I've healed blind Bartimaeus. I've done this. I've raised the dead. Everybody knows me. I'll stay here and build my kingdom." After all, Peter is telling me that we should build temples. One for me, one for him, and one for Kai Peter. Businessman. Fisherman don't see. He don't see my way go his blow. I want to say this now. How to take decision is to picture Jesus in the equation. If you are Jesus, what will happen? And now look, picture Jesus quick. I'm telling you how to take quick decision when you don't have opportunity to pray. Or just picture if Jesus is found in your front now, if he's seen, what will he do? That is how to forgive you. Somebody tells you, "Oh, Father." I picture, and do you know what I did? Oh my goodness. Somebody is thinking I'll collect the money. I'm not you. I'm not you. If somebody, just like somebody thought, "You think I'll collect the money?" I'm not you. No. You know why? That money will hook you your neck. Two things will happen. You collect the money. But in heaven, you don't have a certificate of love. You have not loved the lady so much. True genuine love. To be truthful. Yes. Is it someone? Is it all this hatred? All this backbiting critics? Eh? All this rubbish? It's because there's no love. If I meet anybody and say, you know, see what they talk? Ah, now after church, now two of them were kana. And they tell you, and they check it very well. I don't talk and because of them were kana. No matter say two people they were kana. Now because I don't like them. If my father, my mother, or if my father were kana with another person, mama, floor road, I go talk in secret for outside. I will hide her. So if you see a man, now love no day. You will know who love you. If you're a lady here, you are dating a guy, and the guy is the one carry you outside, he don't love you, wrong. Yes. You understand now? You call it, I call mama. Mama, I just call it, that guy don't love you. Love covered all. Love know how to hide things. Love know how to protect it. Love will tell you truth. And I open up and say, madam, this money they give me, it's not because you want something to my life, it's because you like me. Me, I'm wrong. I said, so I don't need that. Say no, why are you talking like this now? You know, I said, madam, forget. The truth is the truth. Even though you verse, after I leave here, you go, no, say that truth, I tell you. I said, the truth is, have you collected this money, chop up now? Nothing will happen. But the truth is, me, I get conscience. Eh? So, that lie. And I walk out of there. Have I gotten the camera? Yes. Do I use our money? No. Sometimes what you are pursuing will pursue you when you pursue with love. Somebody tell your neighbor, rise. Rise. There's a seat that is a seat of beggars. Don't stay there. God wants to raise you from there. Don't stay there. It's a seat of beggars. Don't stay there. Why just 20 minutes to leave here? You are going to be praying. I'm telling you. And say, Father Lord, those things I need to. Some of you is rising out of wrong relationship. So you are trusting God for marital breakthrough. Eh? As a man. Are you getting me now? But you have three girlfriends. How will God pass those three girls and bring a new girl? You have your road already now. Yes. The first thing you do is you stand up and remove the three girls so that you will be a single man. Because in the realm of the spirit, you are triple. You are a polygamy by CV. Eh? God is seeing you as another King Solomon in the New Testament. So they are ironing your matter in the spirit to know if you become a New Testament Christian or you still follow the ways of King Solomon. How can you be a lady? You are trusting God for a relationship. And you are still in 3-4. You are still chatting. You are doing a conference chat. You are hitting four guys in one night on WhatsApp. You are not yet serious. The demons will stand and they say, madam, now four husbands you get. So how you want to take marry four husbands? It's impossible. Some of the things we do, keeping ourselves in that place, is the reason why we cannot rise. You want to be a Christian, you still masturbate. I want glory on your head. You don't know that what makes people rise is freshness. Is newness. What you are saying is not different from what everybody is saying. It's just that there's something in what you are saying that is new. The new wine cannot stay in the old wine skin. I've seen people, one of the biggest problems is they are doing things the same way they are doing for the last many years. And they think one day it will change. It won't change until you rise. You must learn to rise. The first thing I do if I go to the place of prayer is to picture Jesus first. Because me, I know that I'm not good in praying if Jesus is absent. Because I will pray, yes. I will make my choices outside the kingdom, outside the will of Christ. But I know that me, I'm a citizen of the kingdom. That what will give me ranking is the kingdom. What will give me name is the kingdom. I've seen it. That me truly will be useless except the kingdom qualifies me. Except the little kingdom give me a star. I want to be a general. I want to be a patriarch over African continent. And how do that is that I stay and stay till the kingdom decides it. Then you know that delay is part of the character of justice. Not only demons delay, God can delay you because you have not learned to rise. So you can decide and say, me, I wasn't a tighter before, but now I'm having a covenant. So to everybody can eat his tithe, but you, your own is different. If you know my prayer so much, but if you see his shoe is crying under the shoe, everything it is. That guy, I don't know, poverty. He's a prayer poor man. I wonder, look at him and say, in this way they're doing a tithe, now tithe. Anybody they chop tithe, now so in light they be. He said, it's true. We are in the same room, but I was living large, he was living small. He eats tight. We pray almost on the same face, but he's a tight eater. Tight eater. Sometimes you need to write some old ideology that your parents passed to you. I cannot give to you, I will never give that to any child until my ways are right. You know why? Because something can jump from your blood to his blood. If your blood is correct, your child will carry correct blood. But if your blood has lost and you mistakenly pregnant a lady, lost who? So I don't want my child to be part of the people that tomorrow they'll say, he give 1 year, but where you go to university. So how I will do it? I will purge myself first. So I can give that to a. If you understand this, you know why it is Mary that took Jesus. Because if it's Rahab that took Jesus, Alama. If it's Sister Nkechi that used to press all her body in back of image that took Jesus, Jesus will be, while we are calling, Jesus come, he will be back of image pressing button. Sometimes pattern is because of who brought us out. So if you understand these things, you know why that you need to purge yourself by rising from iniquity. Say, Father, a ba, a fork, Omi awayo, a fork, Omi awayo. Hola ikide yawayo. We don't have up to 15 minutes here, but in the next few to 15 minutes that we have here, you vow in your life that you leave those things. I'm telling you, you don't know how much you can be mighty in few months. It is a song I sang of Israel. I sat down in my room and I said, cry the father. Ola ikide, yawayo. Efo pa. Omi yawayo. Efo pa. Omi yawayo. Onugomi yawayo. If there is any man that has ever walked in the face of righteousness, me also I am coming. Onugomi omiyawai. It is true that Sunday Gute came out from Olama, bro, and he made impact that in every border of Nigeria is a man that celebrated. It doesn't matter location, I'm coming. Sat out with my friend Jovelos yesterday, and after we finished talking, he told me something that vibrated my spirit. And I made up my mind, I said, Father, if a young guy can be used like this, Father, Lord, even to the Father is what? There is no disadvantage. Let me tell the truth now. The borders is at your eyes. So it is given to another person to lie and lie and lie. You will come out of lying, you will rise. So another person can misbehave. You will not collect inheritance. You'll be there everywhere. After 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you will fade away. Because what is upon you first speak, but what is inside you is stays forever. Let me tell you, let me give you a parable. Ring which is not the one of Akbar Karao. It's the one that a man wants to die, then he take it and what? and give you and say, I want to die. Continue from this. Those are the real witches. That one is hard to cast. Because the memory of how they gave him is there. He loves that memory. Because he knows that he's the only trusted person that they could give that version of witchcraft. There's a dimension in God that is not giving like biscuit meetings. It's when a man calls you and says, see, in your work by overtime, take. Take as the next battle. Rule the way I rise, you rise like that. And some foolish people say, well, that guy just derives. It's a lie. Not only they sound like that. He get the mathematics with this equation. The mathematics we say, Anna is in the temple. He stays in the temple. His career is everything is in the temple. Everything is in the temple. It's the temple that fits Anna. Everything Bible talks about Anna the prophetess. When she stayed long enough that when Jesus was coming, she stood up and she announced the coming of Jesus. You want to be an announcer? You are up and down. You want to be an announcer? Something must happen to you this year. Omiyawayo. Omiyawayo. Ola ikide. Yawayo. Ola ikide. Yawayo. Ona ikide. Yawayo. Ola ikide. Yawayo. Efo papa, o papa, omiyawayo. When I meet people, I don't ask them anything about their life. The only thing I ask first is how they live this life. If I meet my friends, I meet people who are so much value what God is doing in their life. The first thing I ask them is not what is happening around their life. How come you're able to sustain this life? What happens when you're not on stage? How do you live your life? How do you learn forgiveness? How do you sustain betrayals? How do you sustain value? How do you sustain when you're hungry? When you're clothed and when you're naked? How do you sustain shame? And how do you sustain glory? What were the things you do that nobody could live, could keep you in a point that you are defiled? How come you escape immorality? How come you accept the defilement of the age, the corruption of this world? How come you are known in heaven? What made you popular in the face of God? How come that when God sees you, he sees a nation from your life? What kept you in serving? What humbles you to serve? What do you say about serving another man that is not God? How come your ego never rose? What happens to you? What do you know? Don't be deceived. It is what men know that makes it. That's why information is not knowledge. You must value your life that evil papa. That is what will separate you from others. I tell you the truth, you can predict a star even from the now. Ask anybody, greatness can be predicted. There's a way you follow. A man will know this one will not end here. He will go far. And there's a way you start following. No, you are gone. It's called the ways of the Lord. Bible says, blessed are those who walk not in the counsel of the Lord, ungodly. They say, walk over time, you will fade away. You will die out of life. They will stand not in the ways of what? Sinners. You can stand in the ways of sinners. Standing is making a thing constant. So for 4 years, you are still standing in immorality. You play, but you still masturbate. You play, pornography is still there. You are not here, you are standing. You have not learned to shift from there. You pray, you still keep 2 or 3 boyfriends. One is in Sokoto, one is in Maiduguri, after all, it's far distant relationship. Or God, in the realm of the spirit, you have 3 boyfriends. You are not ready for the move of God for marriage. Your path are not yet clear. If heaven sees you in this truth, that's why just look at them and say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. That means any time you see Jesus is who he is. If your version is the next version, the world will celebrate. How will the world be? Will the world be corrupt? That is why we every day of our life, we live our life to make sure we take out those things that does not profit God. So that if the next generation will drink from the wine of the infidel, they will not take a corrupt wine. If what you are doing, is it the right thing? What you are doing? Bible says, how do you find favor with God and with what? With men. Even Jesus could not escape God and men. In the making of God, he makes you, he gives men to make. If he approves and men do not approve, you go nowhere in this kingdom. Because why? You don't rise as giant in the face of God. You rise in the face of men. And if men does not approve you, you cannot rule. A foolish man can say, I have God. You don't need God. It's not only God you need God and men in your life. Yesterday, I was sharing a story with a friend of mine, about Suya school. I went home. She bought me Suya of 2000. So what will I do with Suya of 2000? I said, okay, me, pay this Suya. I don't need Suya of 2000. I went, only nobody missing. I need to call my control for you. He said, no, he said, take it too. He refused. They now count money in thousands and fold it and gave me. And I said, you give me a sale of 2,000, you never do, you can't 1K, enough. You know that kind of 1K, they'll just, boom. I said, you gave me. He looked at me, he said, do you think I'm that generous? He said, you think I'm that generous? He said, it is the Holy Ghost that told me to give you. You hear me? Is it this life you are living? God will trust you over time. He will start opening paths for your life. But something must happen. The Holy Ghost wants me to have the money, 12 of us. But he used men, 12 of us. Imagine your ways are not right with men. Imagine when he was coming, He said, let's walk, Then I said, I come, I dodge. Will it happen? Or imagine before I have a record of disobedience. You're my apostle now. You're a coward. You are killing your future. I don't know. This, the way you are going, nobody will help your life. Some people are spiritually helpless. You are not in a posture that another man can help. If they're looking from this side, they cannot help you. They're looking from this side, cannot. Any side they look for, they can't help you. Have you not seen people who are very close to you, unhelpable? Close but cannot be. Able, Papa. God brought two ladies to your life in your way of growing. One, in the future, she's meant to be the wife of a pastor and maybe a ward figure. She's the one that tell her husband to buy all the instruments and build all the edifices you need for your ministry. One is meant to be the wife of the next president, like the way our governor in Kogi has a friend of Buhari's wife. Then you didn't follow the papa way. You saw them as young ladies, but they have not. You know their future have not opened finish. Be careful of people that their destiny are not yet revealed. Or I fear them more than the old ones that are open, because something can happen in future. Then what happens? You find your way. You knock one. Bah! Fire now, fire. You are fired your future. That is your instrument and your house and your building of church are fired. Another one, Linda, fire now. That is what will make you be the next governor and retain the governor seat of Kogi. You fired. Yes. young lady or papa. Let me just job in. Let me collect 20K for his hand. You don't know that tomorrow, that 20K you collect will hook you. So tomorrow you discover that one day something happened. The man that's meant to marry is his cousin, far cousin, you don't even know. Then one day, the day that he now snapped and said, let me put my man celebrate my sister's birthday. He now put his picture online. Ah, I know one thing about online. They can chat from anywhere. Ah, Ross. Now this girl won't marry. Ah, now my babe those days now. I carry 20K, fire and for one of these hotels. Ah, shout out, I won't marry. So you are telling the guy, you are not ashamed sure again, no? Pastor the Friday has I have come to altar call. I have given my life. Pastor the Friday has told me the old things have passed away. But the matter is, somebody brought old things into the now. See, sometimes let us not take the leverage of mercy and crumble our life. There's a dimension of mercy that is dealing with your heart. So sometimes, to set your future, correct your now. Friend of mine wanted to marry a lady. I'm closing already. And he was not too excited about the lady. And me, is kingdom. And me, I'm a kingdom mindset person. Because I know that me, my life, there's no way I can live my life the way I want again. It is the way he wants. Because you want to be ranking this kingdom, dead to flesh. That's why Paul says, nevertheless, not me that lives again, but it me. I don't live my life the way I want. And I met her and said, bros, this is just this calculation. Where, so no, the lady's okay. No, now show me the picture of it. I said, okay. One day we're sitting down with you, and I said, have you asked this and this? Say, no, Abba, the lady cannot this kind of thing. I said, see me, I guess. You know, so. You know, I said, try ask this and this. Then after the question reached some certain point, question expanded. You get now separated with the lady. Why? See, no, see, he? The girl was lying and lying and lying. So hard to say the truth. And over time, he now became open that the lady has done abortion before. The now guy said he's not going to marry the lady who do that if a lady can kill, she can kill one day. Because if you can kill because you are ashamed of the baby. The day you be ashamed of your husband because he's a drunkard, you poison him. And tell people that he was poisoned from Bepalo is a lie. Now you kill him. If shame catch you too much, you go murder anybody. Sometimes you don't know you can do until you enter into the issue of shame. You don't know what is shame. Until your husband pregnant your junior sister. That is where you will know. You will know that the first abortion you did when you were 21. Is a preparation for the wickedness that your heart has conceived for 7 years. You will not know. You will look at the shame of what they call and that time it is that week that they cried as a deacon in church or a woman leader. Say, oh me, my husband can do this. Shock me. Prepare your today. It can prepare your evil tomorrow. Stand up, boy. Omi, how are you? Hola, ikide, how are you? Hola, ikide, how are you? Hola, ikide, how are you? Hola, ikide. We have 5 minutes to close. Come on, sing it. How are you? How are you, Papa. Papa. Can I be real to you? Every time the Lord told me that He opened doors for me, you know what I was thinking before? That something will happen, everybody start looking for me. Are you getting me now? Doors start opening for me, platforms start opening for me. Then I now discover that, what is opening platform for me now, it's not just because of God, it's the relationship I have with the people. That the people that are calling me to preach is because of relationship. Some will see my message online, they will, this guy is good, you understand now? That is all. Because they don't know me that much. But those ones that have a good record about me, are the one calling me. That means it is not only God in the equation, it is God and men. See, there were places I did ushering before. I stood there, I did ushering. I never knew that I would come back and come and sing as a guest tomorrow. And what brought me to come and sing is not because I'm a singer. It's because it's that ushering I did then. This ushering guy is born in. Come on, come. So I came because of the ladder of ushering. Young man, possibly what will take you to another level is not what you are doing. It is what he did before. So do your ways well. Do it well. Do it well. Last prayer. Say, Father Lord, order my path from today. For Papa, order my ways to do well. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anything that it is now. But Father Lord, let my ways work well. It doesn't matter what it is. Let my path be straight. Let this life serve you genuinely. Like Yahweh,
somebody's not praying where you are.
Yahweh, in the days that your life is meant to be sweating,
may nothing shorten it.
It
is purity that the Lord demands from your life. Start living it now. If it's righteousness, start being right now. If it's character, you know that your character will not open doors for you. Better correct it, even if you have a closed door. There are platforms that what took me to there is not anointing, it's character. That's when I know that characters can truly open doors. There are people that are more anointed, more loud than me. It's good to have a good name, though. I tell you, there's something about good name that money cannot do or money cannot buy. If you are sick in the house, you are healed in your body. I command those sickness to leave your life. That person suffering of infection, I cause that infection to leave your life right now. I decree it dry out of your system. That demonic ulcer is dying out of your body. If I hear you want to give your life to God, run to the front. Say, Father Lord, I'm giving my life to you. Father Lord, I'm giving my life because I want to walk in your path. I want to walk in a straight path. Bible said there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end is destruction. I don't want to walk in the way of destruction anymore. I don't want to walk in a way that seemeth right to me. I want to walk in a way that seemeth right to you. Because sometimes it can seem right to you, but it's not right to God. In Jesus' name, we are closing already. I don't know why God is telling me to talk this story. Something happened in my area. It is not far. That Valentine period, a guy traveled down from Abuja, and I was sitting down where I was charging my phone, just sitting down. Normally with my red polo and my sport wear, just sitting down normally. People see me, you know, they will not say, I'll be pastor. See. And the guy came and sat down closer to me. He was wearing one red shirt like that, sat down. And the next thing, he was calm. In front of Abu Bide. See, me, I was sitting down at the road there, where there's church from. He came and sat down with me. He didn't enter the hotel, and they were dancing party. He just came with his short knicker, with his palm sandals and his shirt. And he sat down. Then the next thing, I was wondering, why this guy don't go dance party? Then the next thing, he began telling me, say, bros. He said, you know what he carried me from here? Come here. I said, no. He said, I came from Abuja street. See, the way I did like this, and so I run come off Abuja. You know, say, what's happened? You know, say, the lady I did the introduction on, she's inside this Abuja. He said, Kai. He said, I pay this girl bills, I do everything, I do introduction ahead. But they called me and told me that there's a guy she has been following, which she is denying. They called me and told me that the guy with her is coming to Abobe today. That she start coming. And right now, he said they are inside Abobe. Then he came to the town. He just came here to sit down. And I said, how sure are you? He said, let me show you. He said, there are two of my friends inside the club now, snapping the guy and the guy. Sending to me in WhatsApp. And he showed me. He said, look at it. Say, this is how the relationship should be ended. Who knows the gate? Just follow that guy, man. Just go out in, go out. You know, sometimes, but now we they do as another witch. You see, Opapa helps you to care part. It helps your future disgrace, future shame. That is how that lady lose for marriage. Is it God's fault? Is it the guy's fault? If it's you, will you marry that lady? Can I be real to you? Let's go back home and carry a pen and paper. Let me tell you something. There's a kind of prayer you pray, not by Gababa. It's to carry a pen and paper and write, what are the things that I've formed my side before? What are the things that I've done before truly that is me that caused what I'm suffering? What are the things that, if I have option, I won't do it again? Write them down. See them as enemies that you must confront for your life. See them as enemies. Sometimes your enemies are not people, they are your behaviors. See, that things are right. I write them at the four walls of my head as my enemies. I call them positive enemies. They can be positive, they might not even be sinful, but they are enemies to me. Yes. Seek yourself very well. The guy come as the will of God, prophecy brought him. But somehow you romance and kiss and slept with you. Is that will standing again? That will is already crumbled. The foundation cannot stand again. If the foundation is cut off, what can the righteous do? The lady comes as the will of God. You now came and slept with her. Is it? Have you not affected the will of God? See, create your will. Lastly, tonight, start creating testimony from today. I didn't do my practice for 4 good days in case. You know why? Because I want to preach it today. I want to tell you that I didn't do my practice. See, you can create testimony. I want to tell my children that, see, I'm not speaking to your mama. Ask them. Because there's something that happens always. If my father talk pound for house, my mother go look and say, you know how you marry me now? I don't know any man. You know, try me.
So I say, ah, see, this one don't get confidence. Can I believe to you? You don't know how good the record is on Zita keeping it. Yes. Do you know why, if you want to do anything, they'll say, go and ask for history. Go ask for story. It's like, because people want to read history. Don't allow people to read your history in the wrong way. So better correct your path. You want to be a preacher, eh? And those two people that God gave you to pray, you scatter everything. Can you preach? Can you be a preacher tomorrow? See, walk your path. Because of your future. So, are you getting me now? Yes, walk your path. It doesn't matter what you have done before, but please, from today, walk what? Your path. So, some people who are not serious will not come and start affecting your destiny when you are serious. A pastor was there. It was Pastor Salome that gave him the story. They announced that he wants to marry. And guests start crying inside church. Break out inside church. More than four guests were crying instantly inside church. All of them are his girlfriend. He was lying to them. So all of them, four. He told me the story of another guy who was meant to rise very heavily. But in church, more than five girlfriends will be, five of his girlfriends will be in the same service. And the worst thing is, you preach, you communicate with them. Can come and there's a way you do, the guests will know that you are the one who meet after service. I don't know what kind of skill. I don't talk, it's one of the prophets, that prophet. It's one of the prophet that have issue with this and that. Because his own became obvious. Amaka will be. One of my sons invest. He met me, sister. He said, I don't used to believe that people are genuine. He said, even when I met, I was acting. But when I checked your level, I now start believing. He said, simple. He said, there's a prophet he follows that they left here to Abuja. Two things. They went to a village first. The prophet told him, he said, behave like you are deaf and dumb. So that, yes, he dropped him on the road. They came, he drove to the village, closer to the village, he dropped him on the road. He said, oh yeah, find your way to the crusade. Behave deaf and dumb. I go pray for you. Go start the talk. You go meet me for road. I'll carry you back to Aniba. So the guy was looking for money there. He behaved too. That guy now is a strong, very strong worshiper now. His life is changed though. Oh, Papa has located him. He has a second. He said, he followed one again to play keyboard from here to Abuja. He said, they just came to the room. He now told him that his girlfriend is coming, that the guy should be like he's sleeping. So the guy lay down and do like he was sleeping. Then the girl came. Then he now slept with the girl. I don't know how some guests, man, how will you see somebody in the room? They'll tell that this guy is sleeping. I can hear lie. I don't lie. She now slept with the guy. And the guy came from ministration. And he was down playing keyboard. You know, see, Apostle Prophet, when they called for the prophet was sleeping there before ministration. Then it was in the dark room. So the girl, I don't know how the girl did, and she forget her panties. And the guy took it and put inside suit. Because it was dark. He was just wearing his clothes quick. He never knew that it was not handkerchief, it was fine. Then, as he real life story. As he was on the altar, he was vibrating. You know? May the Lord not disgrace you publicly. Correct your way secretly. You know, there's a way God will be telling you something you don't change over time. He will not disgrace you openly. And guess what? That guy said the words. You think he's ashamed? When you look at it, he put it back and continued the message. It's a normal thing. He doesn't say. It's a normal thing. A friend of mine met me in Abuja. I say, a prophet met him. One guy, young guy in Lokoja. Who they call him a prophet? He's making waves. Young, very young guy. He said, the guy met him. He said, he is so far from this ministry. This ministry went at one or two people. He said, come, I'll give you something. Can't go on, Baba. They'll give you something to chop. Even though they're coughing, the people will come. And he said, no, I know that one. So you not chop the next 5 years of your life, then you die the remaining 50 something years of your life. You check them at the later end of their life. Anything that does not start well, you know who can never, you must die. Please, or back. As for me and my house, like Joshua, we will serve you. Please choose it. Forget the guy who tell you, no, I cannot serve you. You understand? I'm not forgetting. Find a man you trust as a pastor, serve him. There's something about inheritance. You cannot come to my village and collect land. And in the spirit, they don't share land because your father is dead. They share land because we serve well. So the whole of Israel was given to one man, Joshua. It was not given to two people. So in this kingdom, it's not like our father. You know, if your father died, they would not say, all the boys come, let them share land. Mm-mm. In this kingdom, they don't give to all the boys. They give to the one that served well. Battles are not given to everybody. It's given to that person. It's not the boss. If you have your tithe, come to the front. If you don't have your tithe, you are here with your offering, package offering. Pick.